Stoics Survive. September 29th, 2022 by Louis Vincent Balbi. I once had a boss I foolishly trusted, who often complimented me, impressed by my stoicism. I thanked him, but wondered, how else is one whose thoughts are complex, with imaginative insights and intense feelings, to survive this life? We complimented each other, or so I thought, or was led to believe. Either I was mistaken or misused. Loyalty is not always a two-way street, and even a brilliant mind can be deceived. Many years later, after 2 decades of serving his business, making it successful beyond his accountant's dreams, he laid me off. Along with others, when the economy went soft, rather than personally sacrifice and make fewer thousands of dollars of the millions I had made possible, despite years of assurances that I would always have a place. I believed his word because I had always earned far more than just my paycheck. I ceaselessly worked to protect and grow the business, despite his often unwise, peculiar judgment that elevated feckless, fatuous misfits to undeserved positions of incompetent power. For 20 long years, I had the business's back, although it turned out not to have mine. I should have suspected his word to be as worthless as the paper it was written on. He was inconstant as beach sand, directed wherever wind, water, or random passing footsteps took him. Even so, I was dedicated to his business, despite lacking firm ground to stand upon. After it all ended, I found even Stoics can be broken when old, weak, and betrayed. Peace of mind can be shattered when worries overflow sanity's dam, drowning you in feelings of insecurity for life's necessities, food and shelter. That two-headed monstrous demon, anxiety and depression, can crush your spirit, drag you to its cave, drop you into that pit of darkness, despair. Sometimes the kind, gentle, agreeable, almost always helpful man must die, so that some part of him might live on. Many seasons later, the realization. He will die unforgiven and forever in my debt. Restored a version of myself and my stoicism as I exiled him to a place where memories fade. The wasteland of broken words and disgraced honor. I only wish I had not needed to turn my heart into a frozen stone in order to go on. But such is life among serpents.